Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Lift up your voice once again. Let's appreciate him. Thank him for his wondrous act in our midst. The testimonies of today can only be confirmed that it is God at work. Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the praise. Appreciate him. Thank him and thank him. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Somebody exalt his name high. Magnify him. Thank him and thank him for his good hand upon your life, your family, your business, your career. The Lord has done us well. See how far he has brought us. Not according to the expectation of the enemy, but according to his mighty hand. Somebody celebrate this good God. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. The psalmist says, if it has not been the Lord on our side, where would we have been? Somebody, we own him thanks. Give all glory due to his holy name. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him. We have seen his hand. We have encountered his power at work. The psalmist says, count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Somebody, give all thanks unto his holy name. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now you want to pray. Lord, send my word unto me. Ready for word encounter this morning. Lord, let that word be sent unto me. The word of life, the life illuminating word. Send that word unto me. Lord, I'm ready for an encounter with your prophetic word. I'm ready for an encounter with your prophetic word. I'm ready for an encounter with your prophetic word. Somebody make that prayer. Make that prayer. Lord, that word with my name written on it, let that word be sent unto me. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Put your hands together. Let's comfortably take our seat in his presence. Want to appreciate God and his servant in the house for the privilege to bring unto us the teaching for this second service. And our focus for our Sunday services has been understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecies. How praise facilitates, understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecy. But our prophetic thing still remains. Praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecies. I believe God for somebody hearing me today. Today will be one of the days that you live to remember. God will be granting you a visitation in this service. Oh, when he visited Sarah laughed. God will make you laugh today. Whatever that make people to sorrow will never be named among you. The question is, what are prophecies? What are prophecies? What are prophecies? Prophecies are divine utterances that carry inbuilt capacity for fulfillment. They are divine utterances that carry inbuilt capacity for fulfillment. Look at Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10. Isaiah 55, verse 10. It says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and return not thither, but watereth the earth, maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word will be that go forth out of my mouth. it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in thing whatsoever I sent it. So the word of God is living and productive. The word of God. The Hebrew says, for the word of God is quick and what? Powerful. Hebrews 4 verse 12. So the word is living and productive. And any word that God sent, it does not return to him the same. The sent word has a mission to accomplish. And anyone who cares to believe and receive the sent word has committed God's integrity to confirm that word in his life. I believe God for somebody. Today, your own sent word will be reaching out to you. The word of healing will be reaching out to you. The word of success will be reaching out to you. The word of breakthrough will be reaching out to you. Let the amen be very loud. Anytime the word goes forth, it does not return to God the same. So the challenge is not of God, but it's the receiver. If the receiver who received the word like a medical prescription given to him or her by the medical doctor with the belief that if I take this capsule, my health will be restored, the same also go with the word of God. If we can pay attention to his word, we have committed his integrity to confirm it. The word is quick and powerful. And it will surprise you, the entire universe, that whole we are all in, the earth as it is, was framed by the word of God. And ever since it has been framed, there has not been any default on the earth. So whatever the word does is perfect. I believe for somebody hearing me, whatever they call imperfection in your system, today, by the quick power of God, perfection will be restored to you. Look at Luke chapter 1, verse 34. Luke 1, verse 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Tell somebody you don't need to know a man. You don't need to know a man. The reason is that you have put your trust in man. And anytime man lifts you, there's a limit that he can lift his hand. But when God lifts you, it's everlasting. He said, I knew not a man. How can this be? Look at what followed. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Hear me. The prophecy has gone forth. It's our year of new era. Hear me. God did not make a mistake by declaring those statements. I pray for somebody hearing me. The year will end gloriously with you. Look at the birth of Isaac in Genesis chapter 18, verse 10. Genesis 18, verse 10. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham, verse 10, 11. Abraham and Sarah were old, were stricken in age, and he ceased to be Sarah after the manner of women. She has passed, nothing to carry. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also, how can this be? Verse 13. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of surety bear a child, which I am old? Now let's read verse 14 together. Let's go. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard? Now let's go up. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee. And according to the time of life, Sarah shall have a son. Is there anything too hard for your God? I said, is there anything too hard for your God? Stop looking at the circumstances. Just embrace the prophetic word. Sarah laughed. She began to describe herself. The year is winding up. I have 4 more months in my visa to run out. Is there any, the companies are running out now. Can there be any way out for me? I have good news for somebody. I say I have good news for somebody. Whatever God has declared concerning you will not be frustrated. Whatever God has said concerning you will not be tempered with. According to the time of life, God will visit you. I say God will visit you. I say God will visit you. And at the time, Sarah had a breakthrough. And that is where Abraham was able to conclude in Romans chapter 4, verse 19. He said, was fully persuaded that what God has promised is able to bring to pass. What he has said concerning you will not be tempered with in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, God's word as contained in the Bible is essentially prophetic. Prophetic means it came directly from God. Prophetic scriptures are the most reliable. You can rely on them because whatever he said, he bring them to pass. Hear me? Every promise, every decree and declaration concerning you will surely be fulfilled. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8. Isaiah 40 verse 8. The grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God shall what? Stand forever. Hear me. What he has declared concerning you, it will stand forever. The year will end gloriously with you. Declare to yourself, it will end gloriously with me. Because the word of God stands forever. It is settled in heaven. Embrace it. Walk with it. Hold on to it. Don't let any devil take it away from you. At this time, they will just be whispering. You know, October, 10th month, November, we are almost there now. Where is your God? The dying seconds, your God will come through for you. I say he will come through for you. Look at Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. Isaiah 34, verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of the law. Read, and no one of this shall fail. None shall want her maid. For my mouth it has commanded it, and my spirit it has guarded it. Now look at Joshua chapter 41, verse 25. This is a prophetic word for somebody in his service. Joshua 21, verse 45. You see it? There faileth not of any good thing which the Lord has spoken into the house of Winneshapu Bemia. All came to pass. Anything that God has said concerning you will surely come to pass. It shall surely be your year of new thing, new breakthrough, new order of lifting, advancement in all areas. Let your amen show it. So whatever God says, he creates it if we believe. Anything God says, he creates it. So they are telling you there is no job. God is going to create one for you. We have heard on this altar where what they applied for was not non-existent. But as soon as they entered, it was a position was created for them. All that you need to do is to believe. Somebody say, I believe. Somebody say, I believe. Believing converts
the world from potential to performance. It changes the world. And it begins to work for you. I trust God. No one will disqualify you of your testimony. Look at Genesis 1, verse 3. Genesis 1, verse 3. Whatever God says, he creates. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now let's jump to verse 31. Verse 31. Genesis 1, verse 31. Quickly, put that on the screen. Genesis 1, verse 31. Let's see what the prophetic word said. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. So anything that God said, he saw them. Whatever God has said concerning you will be evident for all to see. But look at Ezekiel chapter 12. Let me go to verse 25. Ezekiel 12, verse 25. Ezekiel 12, verse 25. He said, for I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more word prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will not perform it? Says the Lord. Your God will bring to pass your own testimony. But we must give heed to the prophetic word. We must give heed to the prophetic word to see it come to pass. We must give heed. That means pay attention to it. Hold on to it. As long as you are holding firmly to it, you have committed God's integrity. Look at 2 Peter 1, verse 19. 2 Peter 1, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well. He said, that means you will do very well when you take heed. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Hold on to it. Hold on to the prophetic word. As we heard last Sunday, he crowneth the year with his glory. That is a prophetic word. Someone says it's a prophetic word. At the end of the year, God specializes in speaking loudest at the end. And that is where most people get weary and they begin to draw back. That is where the prophetic word is being re-echoed once again. That hold on to your testimony. This season will be your season indeed. The year will be a year that you'll be celebrated. Let that amen show it. But to give heed also implies to receive, believe, and obey the instructions. Prophecies don't fulfill themselves. We must make them happen in our lives. So to see prophecies come to pass, one, receive the word. Somebody say, I will receive the word. Receive the word. That means open your heart to accept the prophetic word. Open your heart. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 20. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 20. Despising, not prophesying. Don't despise the prophecy. Two, believe the word. Believe it. Whatever God has said, he's able to bring it to pass. Hear what the Bible says in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Shall he not do it? Or has he spoken? Or shall he not make it good? Look at Titus also. In the book of Titus chapter 1, verse 2. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In the hope of eternal life, which wrought that God cannot lie. Somebody say, my God cannot lie. Look at Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Hebrews 6, verse 18. That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie. Romans chapter 3, verse 4. Romans 3 verse 4. Let God be true and let every man be what? A liar. Can you say this declaration? God cannot lie. His word cannot fail. His promises cannot be broken. What he has said concerning me shall surely come to pass. shall surely come to pass. Your God cannot lie. Whatever declaration that was said at the beginning of the year will be confirmed in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. But to see this prophecy come to work, we need to, somebody say, joy and rejoicing. The prophetic word requires joy and rejoicing. Prophecies don't manifest in an atmosphere of anxiety and sorrow. Prophecies will be stagnated in an atmosphere of anxiety and sorrow. Refuse to be sorrowful. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. By what? With what? And with what? Thanksgiving. Let what? Your request. So when you are anxious, you are saying that God is too slow. I need to go very fast. And it will crush your life. Prophecies cannot thrive in an environment of anxiety. Joy and rejoicing. Create environment for divine performance. Joy and rejoicing. That is why you must maintain your joy. Now hear this. Every prophecy is a seed of destiny. Somebody say a seed of destiny. Every prophecy is a seed of destiny. And joy is the spiritual atmosphere that enables it to grow and manifest. Every prophecy is a seed of destiny. Whatever he has said, it means he wants your destiny to be colorful. And this seed of destiny can only grow in an environment of joy and rejoicing. Where there is no joy, the seed will be corrupted. As precious as a seed is, if it does not have the right environment, no matter the prayer that you pray, that seed stands the risk of being destroyed. That seed. There are so many precious seeds that we all know. As I always say, there are certain seeds that they cannot survive on this land because the weather is not good for them. So no matter how well it is doing back in your country, if you bring it here, the weather will destroy it. So every seed has a particular environment for them to thrive and to flourish. And the seed of destiny, which is the prophetic word, can only thrive on joy and rejoicing. Could you see now? In the story of Hannah, it's not because God did not hear her. She was going to Shiloh every year. And I believe she was attending the mother and baby's class every year. But the environment for the prophetic word to be nurtured was not there. But the day that Elkanah spoke and she caught the prophetic word and her countenance changed, that was when the seed of destiny began to grow. And that was when Samuel was born. You have received that prophetic word. Don't let the devil make you sad that time is running out. God is God of times and seasons. A day, he can rewind it. He said 1,000 years can be like a day. So why are you timing God and allowing circumstances to dictate to your life? Hear me. That seed that has been planted in your life will not be aborted. Maintain joy and rejoicing. Somebody said, I will maintain joy and rejoicing. This is one of the strongest catalysts that as a believer, if you can catch it, you beat the devil down every day. Because he may think he is pinching you, but you are too joyful. He may think he wants to bring you down, but you are too joyful. Because he said the righteous will fall 7 times, but they will arise. Why? Whatever that has been planted, it only takes joy and rejoicing to make them flourish. I pray for somebody hearing me. Any seed of destiny in your business will not be corrupted. Seed of destiny in your career will not be corrupted. Look at Isaiah 12, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. Isaiah 12, verse 3. It says, therefore, with joy, ye shall what? Draw. Water what? out of the wells of what? What are you going to use to draw? What are you going to use to draw? What are you going to use to draw? So if you don't have joy, can you draw? If you don't have joy, can you draw? So the joy is like a bucket that you are drawing now. So if you don't have it, you can't draw anything. He say wells of salvation. That means wells of fortune. They are there for us. But only thing where that you can draw them is to maintain your joy. Can I say this? Don't let any man take away your joy. Don't let anybody take away your joy. If there is anything that I guide myself against, it's my joy. No matter what, you see me smiling. Not that I'm very weak, but I'm very smart. Because I wouldn't allow your actions to corrupt my joy. Because when I lose my joy, I lose his protection. Because the joy of the Lord is what? It's my strength. Anything that takes away his joy has taken the strength away from you. But from today, no devil temper with your joy again. Look at John chapter 16, verse 22. John 16, verse 22. And you know, therefore, have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. And your joy, no man. Somebody say, no man. Say, no man. He said, your joy, no man what? So you look at the medical report, it's a man that gave it to you. Don't let that thing take away your joy. You look at that email that they sent. Don't let that man take away your joy. Maintain your joy. Because as long as your joy is maintained, the wells of salvation will be answered for you. I pray for somebody, nobody corrupt your joy again. Nobody corrupt your joy again. Look at something in Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Luke 1, verse 45. We are going to verse 47. Luke 1, verse 45. Put that on the screen for us. Luke 1, verse 45. It says, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Now, verse 46. Let's go now. 46. And Mary said, my soul doeth magnify the Lord. She caught it. Now, verse 47 now, quickly. And my spirit has what? Rejoice in my soul. The spirit caught it. When the prophetic word went forth, as you believe, there shall be a performance. She maintained the joy. She activated the joy. Began to magnify God. And Jesus appeared. Lift up your right hand. I release upon you today the spirit of joy and rejoicing. This afternoon, no devil tempers with your joy again. No devil tempest with your life again. Joy and rejoicing will be answering for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let that amen show is. That was the man Paul. Philippians 4 verse 4. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say what? Rejoice. You saw the email. Father, I thank you. Those of you who were not here in the first service, because everyone was sharing the test, his testimony. Where there was a money, huge amount, $50,000 that needed to be paid. No way out. But he has already written that in his thanksgiving list that God will be fighting all his battles. Whilst he was dancing and celebrating God, God stepped in. That the same God will be stepping in of yours. God speaks according to his capacity, not our weakness. He speaks according to his capacity. Not our weakness. He speaks according to his power, his resources, and his faithfulness. Not according to our weakness. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1. Then Elisha said, the prophet was speaking, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then a lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And the man said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eye, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Can you see? He wanted to confuse the people. But the prophetic word went forth. And what God said, he brought it to pass. But the mocker who was mocking the testimony was trembled upon. Hear me, anybody mocking your testimony this season, you'll be trembled upon. They have hold on tight that it can never work. Hear me, as long as your joy and rejoicing is intact, you have committed God's integrity. I say you have committed God's integrity. The God of this commission will be visiting you. Jeremiah 32 verse 17. Jeremiah 32 verse 17. Another prophetic word for somebody this afternoon. Ah, Lord, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched arm. Is there, and there is what? Nothing too hard for my God. Somebody said there's nothing too hard for my God. Jump to verse 27 of the same chapter. Behold, I'm the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Every prophetic word that you receive and believe ignites hope in you. When you believe, it brings hope in you. Prophecy turns hopeless situation into hopeful expectations. It turns hopeless situations into hopeful expectation. Every prophetic word that you receive will turn hopeless situations into hopeful expectation. Hopeful expectation. We saw that in the case of Abraham, when he received the prophetic word, Bible say he hoped a hope against hope. The hope came alive. Who against hope still believe? Verse 18 of Romans chapter 4. And God confirmed his word in his life. I believe God. As your hope come alive, you will see God at work in the name of Jesus Christ. But the question is, how does praise facilitate fulfillment of prophecies? How does praise facilitate fulfillment of prophecies? One, it secures return on our seed sown. Secures the return on our seed sown, which the seed is a prophetic word that we are talking about. So it takes praise for the seed sown to yield an increase. It takes praise. It takes praise. Anytime you are praising God, you are watering your seed. You are watering your seed. You are watering your seed. And in the right environment of joy and rejoicing, you have committed that seed to flourish. You have committed that seed to blossom. So anytime you are praising God, you are watering your seed. And that seed is a prophetic word. Look at Psalm 56, verse 4. Psalm 56, verse 4. Put that on the screen for us. Psalm 56, verse 4. You are watering the seed. Psalm 56, verse 4, quickly. Anytime you are praising God, you are watering your seed. And when the seed is watered, we see God at work. In his word, would I praise? I will praise God in his word. Because whatever he has said is concerning me, it will come. He says, in God, I praise his word. And in God, have I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. In God, I praise his word. Somebody say, in God, I will praise his word. So that prophetic word, begin to praise God about it. It's a new era here. Begin to praise God about it. You jump to verse 10, it's the same thing over there. Begin to praise God. Because at the time you are praising God, you are watering your seed. And when the seed is well watered, it has no choice but to blossom. Your seed will not be corrupted. But praise is one way to provoke God of vengeance. Somebody say to provoke God of vengeance. It's one way to provoke God of vengeance. Prophecies often attract oppositions. Satan will fight it. That is where you step aside and allow God to step in for you. It will always attract opposition. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. He said, for a great door, an effectual, is open unto me. And there are many what? There are many what? But the good news is that this afternoon, every adversary against your life, they will bow. Oh, it didn't sound like you. I said, any adversary against your rising, they will fall. Any adversary against your promotion, they will fall. Any adversary against your marriage, they will fall. When you are praising God, he takes over the scene. every prophetic word will be contested for. The devil knows that it is meant for your lifting. So he will do all he can to corrupt it. But as you engage the weapon of praise, you silence him forever. You heard our brother's testimony. You know, they were not looking for the finger. They were looking for the hand. They were looking for the hand. But a praiser may be challenged but cannot be defeated. The challenge came, but God appeared on the scene. When you look into the testimony of all men who stood out, they were challenged, but they came up victoriously. I have good news for somebody hearing me. Whatever that challenge this afternoon, they will bow flat. I said, this afternoon, they will bow flat. God stepped in because he has already praised him. And God has taken over the battle. So there's no need for him to worry. Where they were running head and scatter, the angel said, my friend, take off your hand. And the hand came out without any scratch. The hand was moving. Did you see that hand moving? Did you see that hand waving? The God of praise stepping. Give the Lord another clap offering. So this afternoon, we are going to engage another praise. Look at Psalm 149, verse 6. Psalm 149, verse 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And what? Two-edged sword in what? In their hand. High praises. Warfare. Let's go to verse 7 now, quickly. What is he going to do? To execute what? Vengeance upon the enemy. And what? Punishment upon the people. Verse 8. To bind their kings with chains. Their nobles with what? Fetters of iron. To execute upon them what? The judgment written. This honor have what? All saints have mouth. I always say, the reason why they couldn't destroy Paul and Silas, they forgot that the strength of a believer is not in the legs, it's not in the hand, it's in the mouth. It's in the mouth. That's why I say, I've given you a mouth and a wisdom in which all your adversary can never what? Resist. So you have a mouth. Somebody say, I have a mouth. The mouth is to praise God, not to insult your husband. It's to praise God, not to beat your wife. The mouth is a weapon of war. And it is this honor. All the saints have this honor. Every saint have a mouth to glorify God. Hear me. They will regret today tempering with your life. Your praise this afternoon will wreak vengeance in their camp. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. As we are running up. And he said, hearken, all you Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou king Jehoshaphat, when they came against the king, thou seest the Lord unto thee. Be not afraid, nor dismay by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours. Somebody says, it's not my battle. Somebody says, it's not my battle. It belongs to God. But the battle is God. Now look at verse 17. I like verse 17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself aside. Set yourself means stand still in praise. And see the salvation of the Lord your God. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go against them. For the Lord your God will be with you. Hear me, he has taken over the battle from you today. I say he has taken over the battle from you today. From today, no more fighting for you. Every battle against your destiny, the God of vengeance will fight for you. Any fight against your marital establishment, the God of vengeance will fight for you. Any fight against your settlement, the God of vengeance will fight for you. Somebody rise to your feet and begin to thank the God of vengeance. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Give him all the thanks. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. The God of vengeance is taking over the battle from you. Somebody appreciate him. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him. He has taken over the battle. 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 Give him all the thanks. Your new era testimony will not be corrupted. Your new era of testimony will not be affected. Your new era of testimony will not be delayed. Somebody thank him. He has taken over the battle. He has taken over the battle. You don't need to fight that battle again. It is over. It is over. Thank God for giving you victory. Thank God for giving you victory. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
You are God's servant to be coming shortly, and we are going to enter into a dangerous dance. If God takes over your battle, you celebrate. If you don't celebrate and you are hand pocketing, you are too proud. God will leave the battle back to you. But that will not be you. Today he has taken over and your testimony will show. But we want to be at the same platform so that we can enjoy God the same. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed. Isaiah 39 verse 19 says, the living is only the living that can praise God. Until one is born again, his praise has no access to heaven. Your praise has no access to heaven. And until you are born again, prophetic word for the year is not for you. God wants the year to end very well with you. The reason why things seem to be against you, ask yourself, am I truly connected? Is it truly in my heart? Am I living for him? If the answer is no, then that means you need to do the first thing first. You can't bribe God with your words when your heart is far from him. These people worship me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, you say, Jesus, I need that connectivity this afternoon. I don't want my praise to be wasted, and I don't want my seed of the prophetic seed for me to be corrupted. You want to make this prayer wherever you are, confidently, boldly, lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. Nobody is looking at you. You need that personal connectivity with God. You need that personal connectivity. God bless you. Lift up your right hand. You need it. Nobody needs it. It's you. It's you. The Lord, I need that connectivity with you. My life has not been as it's supposed to be. I need to be connected afresh unto you. You have lifted up your right hand. I want to encourage you. Take a bold step. Come to the altar and let me pray with you. If I were you, I will not waste time at all. Because God is in a hurry to take over your battle this afternoon. Tell somebody, take that bold step now. You lifted up your right hand. Encourage yourself. Take a step of faith. Come to the altar so I can pray with you now. We are waiting for you in the next minute. Quickly make your way to the altar now. Exchange your weakness for his strength. Take that bold step quickly. Take that bold step quickly. Take that bold step quickly. You lifted up your right hand. You need that connectivity with Jesus. Take that bold step quickly. Come to the altar now. Come to the altar now. Nobody is looking at you. It's between you and your God. Take that bold step quickly. Come to the altar. Come to the altar. We are waiting for you now. Come to the altar now quickly. Your right hand is lifted. You need that connectivity with Jesus. Take that bold step. Come to this altar that we can pray with you now. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. God is ever ready to receive you, to give you rest, and to give you peace, and to take over the battle from you. If you have taken this bold step and you are in front this very afternoon, put your right hand on your chest. Please put your right hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace that has located me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, die with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Thank you for your grace that has reached me in Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you upon this confession. The blessings of today will answer for you, and they will speak for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you for taking this bold step. We have one of our pastors on my right. We'll have a very brief chat with you. Then you will come back and join us. Church, let's celebrate God. Put your hands together. Make it bigger and louder unto God.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.